Beginning of audio number 6 of 7. Let's now make contact once again with the beautiful city of Bogotá, Colombia, where we have two people who have just qualified to the president's team. Hello, my name is Maria Eugenia de Salazar. I am calling you from Bogotá, Colombia. I started with the company 17 and a half years ago. I found myself with a 25 kilos overweight, and I started as a customer. People started asking me what I was doing, and I started recommending the product just partially because I was working. And my results started coming very quickly. The first month, my income increased to 500,000 pesos. The second, it was 800,000. And the third, I was close to duplicating the income that I was making in my regular job. So we're going through a difficult financial situation at home because of bankruptcy of my husband. We lost practically everything. And with debt that was very high and three children who were students. And so this made me make the decision, and I think it was the most important decision I've made in my life, which was to quit my job and dedicate myself full-time to this business, which I do from home, without schedule, without a boss. And when we started, the situation was not easy. We paid the price. I worked very hard at that moment. There was nothing to show for it. We were starting out in the business in Colombia, and it was just the excitement of a dream that I bought from my sponsor, who told me that one day we would be rich. And I told her how. She said, "I don't know, but let's get started." And the truth is that it's been an incredible journey, days with a lot of work and no money to buy the products. I went to my sponsor's office to buy, and so on, until little by little my business started growing. And well, anyway, at the moment we didn't really know what was going on. We guided ourselves by common sense and by a dream, which we always had, that one day we would be able to make a reality, this financial stability. We had a lot of nights of uncertainty, thinking day by day what we could do, and a lot of doubts, asking what would be the best to do. But anyway, we went through the journey. At the beginning, we believed only in a promise. They told us events with Dani Rancel and Alejandro Riviero, and five people would show up, and Silvia, my sponsor, and Eduardo, and Silvia's mother, my children, and I. That was the events that we had in Colombia. However, we worked very hard, and nowadays it looks like a dream what's happening with the business in Colombia. In any case, the goal was to learn every day and to be teachable and not let others steal our dreams and doing everything possible. I gave out a lot of flyers. We paid the price. A lot of nights leaving my family behind. And just for a dream that I had, a big dream that we might be able to recover what we had lost one day. And the truth is that what happened with our lives has been incredible. We have been able to help a lot of people, taking this message of nutrition and health and increase your income to many people who believed in us. And really, this business, I have built it from event to event. And one of the most important events for me was 4 years ago in Los Angeles when I qualified to the summit. And I said, one day I'm going to be down there. And something incredible happened. 2 years later, I qualified to the Millionaire Team. And nowadays, 4 years later, after attending that event, I am qualifying now to the prestigious President's Team. And it's almost like I don't believe what's happening with my life and my family's. And really, I tell you, do not miss any event because you don't know which of those events is the one that's going to change your life. In any case, I would like to transmit the excitement that I have in this moment because of Colombia, because of our business. And I invite you to go on and to buy this dream the way I did at one point from somebody else. In any case, I congratulate all of you and I hope to see you soon.
Hola.
Hello. My name is María José González. I'm calling you from Bogotá, Colombia. I am so happy right now. I just qualified to my position of president's team. I started in this beautiful career with Herbalife 6 years ago. I bought into the traditional system. I studied journalism, and I thought that journalism was going to be really the thing that would be giving me personal satisfaction, but things are not what they seem. And well, at a moment that was difficult in my life when I had just gotten separated and very fragile with my two children, Andrés and María Alejandra, and a girlfriend suggested Herbalife to me, and truly, at that moment, I didn't take into account the magnitude of the company or what it was going to mean to me to make the decision, but there was nothing to lose, and I got started. So the first success was that I fell deeply in love with the products. I started taking them. At the time, I was teaching a lot of spinning classes in order to pay my bills, and so I started feeling this amazing energy. I started feeling that the product is ingested very well. I felt good, and this confidence made me recommend it to other people close to me. So at that moment, I started getting some income. So I made 900,000 pesos, then 1.5 million pesos. And so they told me, María José, there is a system that teaches other people exactly the same thing. Why don't you take advantage of it, get started, go to each event, learn. And that's how I started in this career. And not with the best attitude. I started with a lot of fear, a lot of questioning, and undoubtedly that slowed me down a bit. But I always feel very together with the product and with the work system and my leaders and the events. And so, well, now, after 6 years, now I feel as a better human being. I have understood that I don't exist just to subsist and to survive. We used to think that you only work to pay for electricity and water, but you have to understand that you work to live, and not only to pay for utilities, but to give to others and to feel prosperity. And now I'm in a very special moment. I just qualified to the position of president's team member, which I thought a while ago that it was very far away. But with the work team that we have grown with, it's possible. You can do it. And undoubtedly, today, if you are making this decision now, commit yourself to the dream and with the inner peace and inner strength. And Herbalife is the most beautiful and most prosperous company, and they have the best products, and we all need them. I am sure that there's going to be moments when we meet each other. I will say goodbye now, and I'm sure that we'll get together very soon. From Bogotá, Colombia, María José González. Thank you, María Eugenia and María José, for your time.
Vamos a trabajar un poco sobre la filosofía del éxito en Herbalife.
Be positive with your people. Never complain with your group. Our problems, we have to set them aside when we are with our distributors so that they don't get affected and they don't see in you an example to follow in the business. As your group grows, they're going to look up to you and your attitude more and more. Mark Hughes, the founder of the company, he used the phrase that said, fake it until you make it. Fake it until you make it. It's something like, even though you're not making what a tabulator team member is making, your attitude should be the one of the guy who's going to achieve it. And whoever wants to achieve it, they can achieve it with me as well. So this was very useful for me, especially when I was starting out, because I was so badly financially that all the money that I made went to pay for debts. And sometimes I couldn't show with material things what I was making. But my attitude of projecting it was so high that most of my friends wanted to become distributors to make a lot of money together with me. This thing about being positive has to do with you being able to recognize those who are doing the work in your group. And never they should feel envy of another distributor who might go faster than you. Quite the opposite. You should be able to take advantage of the success of other people to motivate your group. Remember that the more money each supervisor makes in your organization, more money you are going to make. Also, you have to be careful with not getting an inflated ego because you have a better PIN or higher than another distributor. In Herbalife, the worst enemy is your ego. I have some problems with ego for a time. And thanks to reading, I noticed that and I worked to improve that. To substitute bad habits for good habits. This is a point that's very simple to achieve, but it requires discipline. Starts with something as simple as taking advantage of the time better, being gentle and polite with people, having a good attitude, using the products correctly, do not omit any follow-up phone calls and other things about the business. It's good to do a list of your bad habits and putting next to them the habit with which you're going to substitute them. Imagine actively where you want to be. Nobody achieves their goals if they don't have high expectations. You have to imagine where you want to be financially, what kind of lifestyle you want, what kind of home you want, what kind of car you want to drive, where you want to travel, what kind of languages you want to speak, how much money you're going to donate, etc. It's good for you to take pictures in the place where you want to live and inside of the house that you want to drive and put them in a visible place so that you see them every day. This could be part of your daily motivation. Goals. Nobody knows what can be achieved when one gets inspired with the goals. Nobody knows what can be done when one believes in the goals. And nobody knows what will happen when one takes them as a basis for action. If you start working on your goals will start working for you. If you start working on your plan, the plan will start working for you. Everything good that we build ends up building us. Do not propose yourself low goals. The one who doesn't require many big things will not achieve big things. We all have the option, earn a living or design our own life. We all need many long-term goals in order for them to achieve us to go over the immediate obstacles. The best motive to set a goal comes from the transformation that will take place in the achievement. It will be even more important than the goal itself. Personal transformation will always be much more valuable than whatever we have achieved. When Andrew Carnegie died, they found a piece of paper in which he had written one of the big goals of his life, to spend the first half of his life accumulating money and the second half of his life giving it away. Some feel disturbed by those days in which they go through difficult times because days is the only thing they have. They have not designed, they have not described or defined anything about the future. Keep that simple and duplicatable. This is a master key of Herbalife. Whatever you do has been done in the simplest way so that it's completely duplicatable by your distributors. And now, let's get in touch with the city of Weston in Florida, where we have the Chairman's Club member, Paulina Riveros. First of all, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Paulina Riveros, and I started in Herbalife very young, as a student in the Universidad Central de Venezuela. I was studying nutrition and diets. I was married with a 1.5-year-old child and in a very desperate situation, and I was looking for opportunities. Our big friend Alejandro Riviello, who is our sponsor, he gave us the opportunity to take us to a presentation, a Herbalife presentation, which was very simple but very full of excitement and full of testimonials. And in this presentation, even though we got there for extra money and for an opportunity, the testimonials about products were the ones that caused an impact in me. These were people who had results with the products. They were the ones who got me to sign with this company. That's how we made the decision to be distributors. We started taking the products. I started taking the products. And a month and a half later, I was able to lose 12 kilos, which is the equivalent of 30 pounds that I had as overweight. And very excited, just telling others what was happening to me, my friends, my relatives. This first month as a distributor, we made $615. And many of you will think that $615 is not a lot of money. But yes, it was that beginning which gave us the assurance that we could do this part-time while we were studying. And in the second month, we understood that 50% was better than 25%, and that if we had the same customers, but if we had the position of supervisor, then we could make much more money. And that's how we decided to become supervisors. And the second month, just by making that decision, and obviously doing the daily work, we had an income of $1,200 approximately in direct sales. Then we started understanding how this worked with the marketing plan, how we could help people to have the same thing happen to them, the same that was happening to us. And so we had around us, in our circle of influence, we had friends and relatives and people who had the same needs that we had. So that's how we got started. We started having our first distributors, our first supervisors, and on the fourth month, we were between wholesale and royalties making about $4,000. That was quite exciting. Every time we got more excited, and we didn't understand a lot what we were doing, but we were definitely excited with what was happening to us. And on the 10th month, we were already qualifying to the position of president's team, making more than $10,000 in royalties every month. This was quite an impact. This is a story that is truly exciting and emotional. And at the same time, even though it might seem that it happened very quickly, full of experiences that helped us understand this business a little better, that this is a business where there's going to be a lot of challenges, but since you are focused on the solution all the time with a positive attitude, everything is going to be okay. And so this is thanks to Herbalife. This is something we learned, that it's a business of persistence. And if you stay in Herbalife, the results will eventually come. So if you do what you have to do, things will happen for you. It's incredible what has happened in all this time. Thank God that I have the fortune that my whole family is doing Herbalife, and they have had results with the products, and they have had good health thanks to the fact that they have good nutrition, and additionally to that, they have financial stability, which is really incredible. And this is all thanks to the fact that one day we made the decision of signing with the registration kit and make things happen. This is a long journey. This is a beautiful journey, and each one of us can achieve it. That's the most beautiful thing. We all can decide how far we want to go. You can do a little or you can do a lot. Currently, I live in Florida in a spectacular lifestyle, in a beautiful home. I live in a ranch-style home with more than 2 acres and a half of land. My daughter has a horse. She rides. We have an incredible life, and Herbalife has allowed us to not only travel around the world, but also to have a life which has gone more and far beyond our dreams, whatever I had dreamed or whatever I had bet the day that I had signed the registration kit. Not only with me, but all of the members of my family, my siblings, my parents, we all do this business in an effective way and with very, very interesting results and incredible results. So this is an opportunity that today you can have, and if you do the basic things and if you maintain it simple and fun, you may have a story to tell like the one I'm telling you today. Now, today we are here so I can tell you a little bit about one of the things that has helped me quite a bit, the philosophy in the business that has helped me. And this philosophy comes from a great friend who is one of the mentors of many of us here, who are current Chairman's Club members, who is John Tartle. He is one of the first members of the Chairman's Club, personal friend of Mark Hughes, and he was there from the beginning, and he has always been like the advocate of the principles of the common sense and the values of Herbalife. And this is about the 10 steps to success of John Tartle. And now I'm going to develop them for you one by one, because they're one of those things that has helped us to remain focused and not lose our north and have success in this business. This has helped us quite a bit. The first key of these 10 keys of success with John Tartle is to negate the negatives. When we work with people, with our distributors, we are always going to be full of situations with problems, challenges, whatever you want to call them. And we cannot be on the side of the problem, but on the side of the solution. And this is an attitude that we always have to develop. Many times we come from, as I say, from the normal life, where we always focus so much on the problems and the problematic situations that we stay there and we don't go toward the solution. In Herbalife, we have to learn to be on the side of the solution and not on the side of the problem. And this is incredibly important for you to learn, not yourself only, but to develop that with your distributors. Because your distributors are always going to have the tendency to complain and bring you situations, and you as a sponsor are going to be there through the example. You're going to be teaching them how to look at these situations from the positive point of view and look for the solution. If there's a situation, a challenge, look at the possible solutions and implement the one right away. Don't complain. Simply know that there's a solution there for this situation. And not everything is going to be permanent, but everything is temporary, and things will take a change, and the solution will depend exclusively on you or the distributor, your first line or second line or third line, the person who is coming to you with the situation. The second key is to be positive all the time with your people. They always have to look at you in a positive light. Many times you will have personal problems, you will have situations that are complicated, maybe you will not have a good day, but you must learn to develop this attitude, this positive attitude all the time. Your distributors need to see in you a model of positive thinking complete. Why? Because this is the only way to advance. Problems are always going to be there. Situations are always going to be there. We are the ones who have to find a way to face those situations. And this situation always has to be faced in a positive way. You have to teach them through our attitude. We have to teach our distributors how to maintain a positive position facing the adversity and the situations that will always exist in life. In the business, not everything is beautiful. Imagine how boring it would be. There's always going to be some challenge or some obstacle. There's always going to be some situation that's more difficult than another. But always, we have to look at the glass half full and not half empty. And know that your people will come to you with the glass half empty, and you have to show them how to look at it and see that it's half full. This is fundamental for the business. The third key by John Tartle is to learn to listen. And you have to learn to listen first your own people. It's important. And Nani, he always says the same thing. He calls it the sofa training. This is where it's a bit like psychology. He's a psychologist to his distributors. As long as you don't get involved, it's good to listen to people. It's good to hear whatever they have to say, because feedback in this business is basic. To know that your people goes to the market and finds things that maybe you somehow have not found, that's basic for you. But you always have to make sure you're not involved and you don't get in a situation of conflict or gossip. That is important. The other thing is to learn to listen. Listen to the people who come to train you. Those people leave everything behind, their family, their home, with a lot of love, and they train each one of us. And it's important to make notes as best as you can and to be focused, to pay a lot of attention, because maybe many of the situations that you will hear about in the trainings are not going to be useful to you, or maybe you're not going to understand them at that moment, but a month later, 2 or 3 months later, you will go back to your notes and you will see how important, how basic it was to hear those things that you wrote down. So all of the events are important.
important. It's important to listen to the speakers. It's important to listen to the people who come as guests, because it's going to be useful in your career with Herbalife. I would say right now, for example, that if I hadn't listened to Jim Rohn at some point in my life, what would have happened to me? Because in so many difficult situations, in so many challenges that I have had in my life, the words of Jim Rohn have made the difference. They have made the difference for me, and they have helped me see things in a different manner. And this is basic for a distributor. Key number four, I think this is very important, is to substitute bad habits with good habits. And this, see, bad habits, we have them in our life before Herbalife, and it's completely basic to substitute them as quickly as you can. The first thing you need to substitute is when we get to Herbalife, almost all of us come thanks to the product, so substitute our bad feeding habits for good nutritional habits. It's not enough to use the products. We also have to change the way in which we eat. We have to eat in a more healthy manner. It's the product plus a healthy meal that makes a huge difference. So one of the most important habits we must change is the way in which we eat. The second habit that we always bring along before coming into Herbalife, sometimes it's to be sedentary, to not do exercise. And remember, we are now in a company in which we have a healthy lifestyle. And the healthy lifestyle includes both things, nutrition and also the physical activity, the exercise. So I recommend that you take the time and do an activity that you love, that's entertaining to you, but daily you dedicate some time to that physical activity in order to change this bad habit of being sedentary. Four habits of exercise. Just like these examples, there are many others. Sometimes people have trouble getting up early in the morning, so this is a bad habit. Substitute it with maybe having an alarm that wakes you up in the morning and program your life in a better way. There are people who don't know how to have an agenda, a schedule. So take the time to put together a schedule for you. So all of these bad habits, put them in a list. Put them in a list. All of the things that only you know that you have to change. We cannot do that list for you. And on the other side, on the side of each one of those, put the action or the good habit with which you will substitute those bad habits. And if there's many of them, obviously you're going to have a lot of work to do. But take two or three things, you know, in a weekly manner, in a monthly manner, you know, and then start integrating each one of them little by little, and you will start becoming a better person, changing your habits for better habits. Key number five, which is very important as well for me, is to not fool yourself. How many times, and this has to do a little bit with your ego, how many times have we started in our career with Herbalife and we have tried to hide our deficiencies with white lies here and there? A very important thing is that we as distributors have to be wise and sincere. Here, it's not about being a saint that doesn't make any mistakes. We have all made mistakes, and from mistakes, much more you learn than from successes. I think it's Jim Rohn who said that he said that if he could write a book with failures, of all of the failures in his life, that people would learn much more. And we learn much more from the failures than from the successes. But we have to not fool ourselves. Many times we fool ourselves with our daily activity, we fool ourselves with results that we're having in the business and in the products, we fool ourselves, or we give ourselves excuses not to go to the events. And so we hope to fool the other people, but the sad thing is that we think we can fool ourselves. And this doesn't take us anywhere,
Because
we
cannot fool ourselves. We know what our defects are. We wake up with them every morning. We must deal with those defects every day, with the situations, with the excuses, with the things that cause you to fool ourselves. So do not fool yourself. Be a little bit more wise and more sincere with yourself and know that you have to develop some abilities, that sometimes we fail in those abilities. But thanks to the fact that we are in a company like Herbalife, we can try again, and do it better every time. So don't fool yourself. And try to stimulate your distributors to do the same thing and follow the same path. Key number six is to imagine actively where you want to be. Simply, this is a matter of dreaming. Dreaming big. Take a map of dreams, the dreams where you want to be, what you want to achieve. See yourselves in the home where you want to live, the lifestyle you want to have, the school where you want to take your children or study, the places where you want to visit, the countries, the vacations you want to take, the cars you want to drive as well. Imagine actively and write them down or take pictures with these situations or try to find magazines or on internet, but keep it present all the time because it's only the only way to achieve it. If we dream big, we have that heart full of excitement and emotion in order to achieve our goals. Because if we set goals but without any emotional sense to them, it's going to be very hard to achieve. The key number seven is to set goals. This is basic. Set goals. We have to set ourselves goals that are short-term, medium-term, and long-term. Those dreams we talked about earlier, the dreams have to do with how big they are. You're not going to achieve the house of your dreams or the place of your dreams or the car of your dreams tomorrow. These are the big dreams, the long-term dreams. But we have to have medium-term and short-term dreams as well. Every distributor should have his daily dream or her daily dream, daily goals that have to do with their customers and distributors. You should have some weekly goals that have to do also with your distributors and your customers. You have to have your monthly goals or months that are achieved every 3 months, and that has to do with the 90-day plans. And I have to tell you that from event to event, through promotions and everything the company has for us, it's much easier to do that because the journey is already designed for each one of us to start working daily, achieving a goal. So this helps us. Through events, we are helped to have these 90-day goals and going event to event to keep advancing and growing and having a north, because many of us, we lose our north because we don't know how to establish our goals very well. But with the tools that the company has and gives us, it becomes much easier. And not only that, we also have some kind of indices and measures, how many customers, how many distributors. And so you have to organize yourself weekly in your nutrition clubs or whatever tool you use in a weekly manner, in a daily manner, and also a monthly manner. So this is going to be very helpful to you to be more organized because all of the things you do financially in terms of health are going to become true much easier. Key number eight is to not become distracted. And believe me, when we are in Herbalife, there are many things to get distracted with. All of the things around us, sometimes you get distracted with a flyer, one color or the other color, and or maybe a daily method of operation, and you get distracted with the method itself, but you don't understand the goal goes beyond that, and it has to do with your royalties, etc. So you're so caught up in the method of operation or trying to do your sales in a more effective way that you lose the north of why you're doing those sales. It doesn't mean you shouldn't do the sales. It doesn't mean you shouldn't have your customers. It doesn't mean you shouldn't have your distributors, but all of this is part of a bigger whole,
which is the north, which for me, it's the royalties. And we are clear on the goal, then every piece is going to have its proper value. The new customer, the new consumption, the new club, the new distributor. All of those little pieces are a basic part of the big whole, the big map or big puzzle of Herbalife, which for me is the royalty. So you have to be clear in the game you have to play. All of these things are going to be to have more sense if you have that vision. Otherwise, you're going to get distracted and you're going to lose the goal. That's why a lot of people have good numbers with customers and good numbers with distributors, but they find it very hard to advance in the marketing plan. And it's exactly because of that. Because sometimes we become distracted, and even with our own results, we get distracted. It's incredible. Oh, but I have good results with the sales. What's happening? It's precisely because of that. Because even the results, which are positive things that are happening to us in our business, if we don't have the clear goal, we become distracted with them. Also, there are other distractors, such as, for example, with family situations, with problems with your partner in life, things that have nothing to do with the business, they get to distract us as well. That doesn't mean they're not important, but it's important for us as distributors to understand that they are distractions. And that we shouldn't lose focus because of that situation. We should give them its proper value, but they should remain outside of the business scope so that we can focus on what's truly important within the business. And the family things obviously have their own space. So it's basic for you to understand that as well. Because if we are not doing well in the business, the family situation is also going to get worse. So it's good to have like separate folders, each folder in its own area without getting mixed up. And that's how we can have a healthier, easier, simpler and better business. Key number nine is to maintain everything simple. And this is one of the things that I loved when I got started in this business. That first presentation in Nani's office was really very simple. Those first sales were quite emotional with a lot of testimonials, but very simple. Very simple. So this gave me the opportunity to say, well, I can do this too. With all my failures, with all my lacks of preparation and knowledge in the area of the business, I was able to do this business. And it's basic to maintain it simple, to keep it simple so that any new person who comes into Herbalife will have the ability to say, I too can do this. And the way in which we become sophisticated and we become complicated in our business, we become less duplicatable. And people will say, well, only he can do that because he does this and he does that, etc. So don't get confused. Do not use sophisticated things in this business. Make it simple. Keep it simple, fun, and magical, and most of all, duplicatable. Always make sure that whatever you do in Herbalife can be done by any of your distributors as long as they want to do it, of course. But they shouldn't want to not do it because of the procedure being too complicated. See, because that's the magical part, the duplication, the simple. Make it simple. Which, of course, these words are not synonym of easy. You need to work very hard, yes. You need to make an effort, yes. You need to have discipline, yes. You need to have good habits, yes. You need to have a good attitude, yes. You need to be positive, yes. But this business is a simple business, simple to do. So keep that firmly inside of your head. And finally, number 10, this is simply to go out and make it happen. Just do it. If you make a mistake, no problem. But the most important thing is for you to go out every day and make things happen in your business. Practice makes perfect. So, don't get worried if the first day you're not very effective, the second day you're going to be a little better, the third day even better. So always, each one of us who has been doing this business for a long time, we have had our ups and downs, but we always have made sure that the next day we're going to be a tiny little bit better than the previous day. A little bit better. This little bit better makes the difference every day when you look at it through a number of years. And that's what gives you success in this business. But make sure that day after day, moment after moment, week after week, always do the basic things in this business, which is to go out and find customers, satisfied customers, find distributors who want to find satisfied customers. So these two activities should be the north of your business, making sure that they fit into a proper plan for royalties that will help you advance in the marketing plan. Well, for me, it has been a pleasure to give you a little bit of what the 10 keys of John Tartle are in the business with Herbalife. I hope that we'll be able to get together in many of our countries, celebrating the successes of each one of you and our successes, of course, and being able to take Herbalife to the next level, because as Mark Hughes used to say, and everybody in Herbalife says the same thing, like Michael O. Johnson, we are just getting started. And believe me, 20 years ago, Herbalife was very different. And today, with all of the things, the sponsorships, and the wonderful things that we're seeing in this company, we now have a ready system to give us the best results. So I love you all very much. I want you to be successful. I want you to be full of emotion and excitement to go out and work and make things happen. Always. It doesn't matter what you do today. Tomorrow will be a little bit better, and this is going to help us that through your career in Herbalife, you will be a person full of success. Thank you so much, and long live Herbalife. One of the most important habits that a good leader should have is reading. When one gets started in Herbalife, it's difficult sometimes to take time to start reading. Sometimes we don't know what to read. So here's a list of the principal, of the main books that we have read, that we know very well, and that have been recommended to us by Jim Rohn and by a number of President's Team members whose criterion is the most selective in terms of reading. We don't have any kind of relationship with these authors, even though we would love to meet some of them, of course. And there's always going to be this kind of books for personal growth, for self-help, for success in finances that we recommend that before you read them, to ask a person who has the criterion who has read it already. Unfortunately, there's a lot of junk that's printed out, and there are many books that instead of helping you may confuse you and distract you from the Herbalife business. It's important to dedicate some time to reading. However, of course, you're not going to be reading all day without doing the basic activities of Herbalife. So you should start with this short list, and after you have read and learned from these books, the same authors recommend other authors in their own books. And in seminars, in leadership seminars, you're going to have a chance to ask the most successful people in Herbalife what they are reading and do the same thing that we have done. Read what the others with more success have read. Each one of the books by Jim Rohn. Also, the books and audiobooks by Camilo Cruz. How I Made My First Million. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. See You at the Top by Zig Ziglar. Over the Top by Zig Ziglar. How to Stop Worrying and Start Living by Dale Carnegie. Don't Sweat the Small Stuff by Richard Carlson. Don't Worry, Make Money by Richard Carlson. The Paradox. The Richest Man in Babylon by George Clason. Who Moved My Cheese by Spencer Johnson. Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari by Robin Sharma. And with pleasure, many other titles when I see you next time. Now I'd like you to pay attention to two enhancements that were made to the marketing plan in 2009 and 2011, and whose audiobooks you're going to hear following now. Remember that we are not experts in terms of technology or audio recordings, so please forgive us for any technical failings that we may have, but the information is very good. Dear distributors all around the world, this is Guillermo Luna, a member of the International Chairman's Club, and I am very excited because from the October the 1st, 2009, new enhancements have come into force in the marketing plan, which I will explain now. To give you a better advantage with this audio recording, I recommend that you open this presentation in PDF, the presentation that's called Presentation of the Marketing Plan Enhancements 2009, which is 24 pages long. We're going to go page by page explaining what each one of them refers to. Let's get started now with page number 2, where it says our marketing plan through the years. For almost 30 years, the marketing plan with Herbalife has been really fantastic, and it has had several improvements. In the 80s, we had Get Team, Millionaire Team, and President's Team. Then in the 90s, the Chairman's Club and the Founders Circle. In the 90s as well, the production bonus, 2, 4, and 6%. At the end of the 90s, they introduced the production bonus up to 7% for the 20, 30, and 50K. Also, they introduced, at the beginning of the 2000s, the accumulated royalty payments or roll-ups, where if a person does not make 2,500 royalty points in the three levels or less, then the difference will be paid to the three uplines that have at least 2,500. Also, they introduced at the beginning of this millennium the requalifying for supervisor with 4,000 points and the additional qualifying method for world team of 2,500 points in 4 consecutive months. The 3 new enhancements effective from October the 1st are the following, as you can see on page 3. Number 1 is the qualified producer. This is a new level in between distributor and supervisor. Specifically, it's after the success builder and before the supervisor. The second enhancement is the qualification for supervisor with 5,000 accumulated points, meaning that a distributor who accumulates 5,000 points in a period that goes between 3 months and 12 months will qualify as a supervisor with all of their benefits. And the third enhancement is a simplification of the discount scale for distributors. Now we're going to see each one of them in detail. In page number 4, you will see where it's included the new position as qualified producer. In page number 5, you will be reminded of the concept of volume points, which is a universal value, which products have in all of our countries. It's kind of like a currency that's universal for Herbalife in each one of the 70 countries in which we exist. Page number 6 has that the distributor remains the same. He or she still has to buy an international business kit, immediately gets 25% discount. But from now on, there's going to be a new concept called PPV, personally purchased volume. This volume is volume that the distributor buys personally from Herbalife, directly from Herbalife. The one that he buys from his sponsor doesn't count. The PPV volume is very important because each distributor, it doesn't matter what level they're at, just as a distributor, he or she can check his PPV in HerbalifeCentral.com or in MyHerbalife.com. If you still don't have your internet PIN, call a distributor relations right away, and with your ID number, your Herbalife ID, you can request that they give you immediately a PIN number for internet so that you can go to myherbalife.com and find out what your personally purchased volume to date. From October the 1st, we have that the position of senior consultant has a small change. Now, senior consultants have a minimum discount of 35%. How do you qualify as a distributor to become a senior consultant? You can do it in two ways. The first one is to accumulate 500 volume points that were personally purchased, so PPV, in 1 month, and the next order immediately is at 35%. The other option is to make one single order of 500 points at 35%. In example number one, we can bring the case of a person who on the 5th of the month makes 150 points, on the 15th of the month, 150 points, on the 25th of the month, 150 points. These 450 points have all been at 25%. On the 30th of the month, they do 50 points for a total of 500 points, which they have purchased at 25%, little by little, throughout the month. The next order will be at 35%. And this discount of 35% is going to be kept permanently as long as they pay their annual payment, depending on the country where they are. The important thing is that the current senior consultants who were at 30% at the date of September 2009 automatically are now at 35%. In page number 8, we see the explanation of the Success Builder, which has no changes. It's still any distributor who does a single order of 1,000 points or more and gets 42%. And throughout the month, until the calendar month is over, they have that discount. If a distributor makes a 1,000-point order at the beginning of the month, until the 30th of the month or the 31st, depending on the month, will have 42% discount. And on the following month, now they will be back at 35% as their minimum discount. In page number 9, we see the explanation of the qualified producer. This is a fantastic position because it will help, in case you're not a supervisor, to qualify much faster. If a distributor accumulates 2,500 volume points PPV, these are personally purchased volume, purchased through Herbalife, in a period of no more than 3 consecutive months, the distributor then will become a qualified producer. Then we'll see some examples. What are the benefits of this level? The qualified producer has 42% of discount permanently as of the first day of the following month after his or her qualification, meaning that if a distributor accumulates the 2,500 volume points, for example, in 1 month, before the 28th of the month, let's say as an example, the first day of the next month, he or she will be completely qualified as a qualified producer, and he or she would have 42% discount permanently. Another benefit is that if this distributor, who is now called qualified producer, and he has that permanent 42% discount, any order of his distributors, who might be at 25 or 35%, that they do directly through Herbalife, will generate a wholesale check that Herbalife will pay on the 15th of the following month, meaning for the first time in history, distributors, in this case a qualified producer, who are not supervisors, will be able to receive their first checks. The wholesale income will be from 7 to 17%, and I will give you some examples later. Once again, those orders have to be personally purchased volume directly through Herbalife. Right? And let's see now page 10, where they give you an example. So let's imagine that we're in the month of October. Let's say a distributor does 500 points of personally purchased volume in one order. He or she becomes senior consultant, and he is at 35% permanently. In the month of November, this senior consultant accumulates 950 points through several orders or maybe in a single order. It doesn't matter. In the month of December, he decides to become a success builder, and he makes a 1,050 volume of personally purchased volume at 42%. And effectively, on the 1st of January, he will have accumulated those 2,500 points of personally purchased volume in a period of no more than 3 consecutive months, and he will then become a fully qualified producer. A qualified producer. In page 11, we have the explanation of the commissions for the qualified producers. So once again, the commission is paid over volume by orders made directly to Herbalife by distributors and senior consultants by the qualified producer. So the payment is made on the 15th of the next month, and as long as the commission is not more than $15 in local currency or $50 in foreign currency, the payment will be held by Herbalife until that level is achieved. The first commissions of qualified producers will be paid in December of 2009, because the first qualified producers will have volume that is achieved in October. The person who does 2,500 points until the 31st of October will be qualifying on the 1st of November as a qualified producer. The distributors who under that qualified producer in November will make orders at 25 or 35%, they will give 7 to 17% of wholesale volume, which will be paid on the 15th of December. So that's when the first checks are going to appear, on the December the 15th of this year. In page number 12, we have some examples. So let's go to example number one. We have a supervisor who has a qualified producer first line, who has a distributor first line. If this distributor makes an order of, let's say, 100 points at 25%, then 17% of commission goes to the qualified producer upline, and 8% goes to the supervisor who's above him. In example number two, if a distributor is not a distributor anymore, but a senior consultant, he makes an order at 35%, 7% of that goes to the qualified producer, and 8% goes to the supervisor upline. And in the third example, in which a supervisor has a qualified producer first line and a qualified producer second line, and that second qualified producer has a distributor at 25%, what happens is this: only the qualified producer in second line, who has a distributor at 25% in his first line, he then receives 17%, and the 8% goes to the supervisor above him. And the sponsoring producer will not receive any commission from that distributor because he is not his first upline supervisor. Of course, he can find other distributors first line in order to obtain as well the wholesale check from those distributors. In page 13, we have the explanation of the requalifying of qualified producers, and it's very simple. It's the same process that was used to qualify. Basically, accumulate 2,500 points, which in this case he would achieve at 42%, in a period no longer than 3 consecutive months, between the 1st of February and 31st of January, the same period of requalification for supervisors, meaning qualified producers who in October of 2009 achieved that, they have until February the 1st of 2010 until the 31st of January of 2011 to requalify as qualified producers and have that 42% permanently. In page 14, you have the detailed explanation of each one of the levels: distributor, senior consultant, success builder, qualified producer, qualifying supervisor, and fully qualified supervisor. I'm not going to get into the details because it's very well explained where it says eligibility. In page 15, we have the explanation, and page 16 as well, to become a supervisor. Now we have three ways to qualify as a supervisor. The first one is traditional qualification that takes 1 month, which consists of achieving 4,000 volume points in 1 month. This qualification also includes the qualification that we call inline, meaning when two people, first and second line, and between the two of them they get 5,000 points, both become supervisor. When three people, first, second, and third line, respectively, accumulate 6,000 points, all three will become supervisors. And then we have the traditional qualification that takes 2 consecutive months, where 2,500 volume points in 1 month and 2,500 volume points on the next month Always, we have to clarify that for these qualifications, there has to be 1,000 volume points. That's unlimited. What does unlimited volume mean? It's volume that's not used for the qualification of another person. Meaning, if a person becomes a supervisor by themselves, they have to have a minimum of 4,000 points. They can't do it with 3,900 or less. They need 4,000. This volume is only of that person. If there are two people, they have to be 5,000 between the two. The person above has to have at least 1,000. That's why we use 4,000 plus one. For each additional person, it's another 1,000 points, but it's nothing that you have to get complicated about. Simply keep in mind that one person is 4,000, two people is 5,000, three people is 6,000, and so on. Then we have, we're going to explain later some of these cases that are more specific about questions which might come up so that we can clarify this a little better. Now, let's go to page 17. We have the explanation to qualify by accumulation. What does this mean? That a distributor who accumulates 5,000 volume points that were personally purchased, PPV, in a period no longer than 12 months and a minimum of 3 months. Why minimum of 3 months? Because we have the 2 months that are consecutive for 2,500. He then becomes a supervisor. The people who accumulate these 5,000 points between October, November, and December of 2009 are going to be fully qualified as supervisors on the 1st of January of 2010. Why? Because you have to wait for those 3 months to pass. Let's see page 18, some examples. Let's imagine that in February a distributor does 500 points, then in March 500, in April 900, in May 1200, and in June 1900. The 1st of July, he will then become a fully qualified supervisor. In example number two, if a distributor does 2,000 points and in March 3,000, and in April he does nothing, he qualifies on the 1st of May as a supervisor. Of course, this is a situation that almost never happens. Why? Because usually people complete their qualifications 2 months in a row with 2,500, or if they do 2,000 and 3,000 on the next month, well, the following month, which in this case is April, he will keep accumulating volume. He may have to wait until May the 1st for the benefits of the supervisor, but he will still accumulate at 42%. And of course, he will be a qualified producer, and he will have the wholesale from his distributors. In example number three, we have that in February he does 2,500, March 2,500, April 0, May 1,000, and June 2,000. Then he qualifies on July 1st, fully qualified. So in example number 4, we have 1,500 in February, 500 in March, 1,500 in April, 1,500 in May, and he or she qualifies as supervisor. So now everybody is in play. No volume gets lost, so to speak, because it all gets accumulated. Now let's go to page 19. As far as the requalification as a supervisor, right? It's exactly the same the way it has been done until now. I want to insist on that. There's no changes there in the requalifying, meaning, a supervisor who needs to requalify, he can do it in three different ways. The first one is to do 4,000 volume points in 1 month, that person by themselves. The second way is qualifying as a supervisor who does 4,000 points, and then he has to have 1,000 points more than that that are not used by the people under him to qualify, which is what it's called non-encumbered volume. And the third way is the qualification that we call 4K, which is accumulating 4,000 volume points in a calendar year. The only inconvenience, so to speak, for this kind of requalifying is that the person who does it, if they have supervisors beneath them in their organization, they would lose them. Those supervisors would go to their upline supervisor. They would never lose their distributors, but those supervisors would be lost. So obviously the idea is that if you have supervisors in your group, that you do your qualification one or two, which is 4,000 in 1 month or 2,500 in two consecutive months. Now, however, look at what's going to happen. Now, since no volume is lost, so to speak, if you
every month recruit two, three, four, or five distributors. And each one of those distributors fights to become a senior consultant or a qualified producer. You will then will be able, at some point in one of those months, you will be able to get at least 4,000 points in 1 month. Because if you have a distributor who did 2,500 points in 1 month to become a qualified producer, and three distributors who decided to become, on the same month, in senior consultants with 500 points, then you have 2,500 plus 500 plus 500 plus 500. Since none of them is qualifying to supervisor, none of them that month is becoming a supervisor as such, but they're just accumulating throughout the month. That month, you have 4,000 points, and you requalify as a supervisor. So now it's going to be very simple to requalify as a supervisor. On page 20, you'll see some explanations that are simple as to how to take advantage of this enhancement. On page 21, you will see the continuation of that explanation on how to take advantage of the enhancement. And on page 22, you see some explanations about what is going to be available in myherbalife.com. You will have a video with Michael O. Johnson and some members of the Founders Circle and Chairman's Club. You will also have a training. It's a training done by Leslie Stanford and John Tartle, who are Chairman's Club members. There's also going to be a wallet-sized flyer, some posters, BizWorld electronic cards, the graphic of the ladder of success that you have in this presentation, the FAQ document, and, very important, as of the 1st of November of 2009, you will be able to verify your progress, if you're a distributor, of course. As a qualified producer and supervisor in myherbalife.com. And more importantly, each supervisor, world team or tabulator team who has BizWorks will be able to follow the growth of each one of his distributors toward the position of qualified producer and toward the position of what we call 5K, which on page 23, you will see how it's going to look in myherbalife.com, but we have to wait until December, rather until November, to see this information, of course. Now allow me to give you five tips which were given to me by Leon Weisbein. He's a member of the Founder Circle, and he is promoting them very hard, because I want you to know that this project of requalifying or qualifying to supervisor with 5,000 points in 1 year or less has been approved in countries like Russia, and he has developed these five tips that will help you promote the qualification 5K. Please take note of this. Number one, be firm in having your distributors buying directly from Herbalife and not from your personal stock. And in the case that you have a nutrition club or a central office or some kind of office, make sure that you've created a system of restocking your inventory. If you have a distributor, for example, who at 8 in the evening comes to purchase a shake, let's say it's not 8 o'clock to make it simpler, but let's say in the morning they come to buy a single shake, and it's very far away to go to the warehouse, and they don't want to go to the warehouse or whatever. The ideal thing is for you to develop a system like this. This person goes to the bank, they pay, they deposit the cost of one shake at 25% or 35% or 42%, depending on their discount that they have. In the Herbalife account, they bring you the deposit slip, and you make an order in that person's name that they can pay with that deposit or with their credit card of that person, or with your own credit card if the person gave you the money in cash, so that the person does not lose the volume, and so that that person has that acquired volume personally, the personally purchased volume. Tip number two is follow the 20 steps of follow-up of Leon Weisbein. And I'm attaching in this same electronic email the file with the 20 steps that Leon Weisbein has put together. Number three, the third tip, make sure you have great recognition for all the people who do 500 points or more and who become a qualified producer. And it's very important in the trainings, show them how to use the 500-point order at 35% and show them that there's a profit margin that the distributor can use
to use the product, because you cannot be successful in Herbalife if you are not committed with the product. And sometimes the distributor thinks that it's not worth it to invest in the product for them, or that it's too expensive. It's not true, because if the person places a 500-point order, they can get 6 or 8 customers, depending on the country, and that way they have a profit, which will be used in product so they can have personal consumption. Tip number 4 is to promote the qualification, the 1 month qualification, whether it's 4 or 5,000, or in line, or 6,000 in line, or the 2,500 points 2 months in a row, or the 5K qualification. You should promote them equally without giving one or the other an advantage. Also, make sure that every 2 or 3 days you enter BizWorks and make sure that you see the progress, the process of each one of the members of your organization, especially distributors who are trying to qualify to become qualified producer and to get the 5K. In any case, this is a subject that will be explained in detail in each one of the leadership development weekends that we have in all of the countries in the whole region. In the extravaganzas, in the supervisor schools, there's going to be Q&A sessions, etc. But I will have to clarify something for you. This enhancement, these 3 enhancements in the marketing plan, are only going to work for those who are working. Because you only can enhance something that exists already. A person who's not doing anything, who's not being productive, is not going to get any benefit. So this is a great opportunity for those who, for some reason, were a little relaxed or slacked off or taking Herbalife as something that was not very important. No problem. But I recommend to you that you do it. Take advantage of this, because what's going to happen is that in 6, 8, or 10 months, we're going to have the scenario that they have right at this minute in Russia, where they have supervisors, world team members, and tabulator team members who have in their groups, in process of qualification, 17, 20, 25, 35 first line distributors who are becoming supervisors. This is an incredible thing, because you can have in 1 year 35 first line. You can imagine the potential for business in the future. And something else that's interesting, we have done several examples with small volumes. For example, what happens if you do 500 points every month, at least in personal sales, and if each one of the members of your organization does also 500 points, whether they're distributors or supervisors? In 14 months, you will become an international residence team member. In a few months later than that, you get 15K or 20K. Why did we not promote this earlier? This manner of doing at least 500 points, whether distributor or supervisor. It's very simple, because the volume would be lost from month to month. So you would do 500 points in October, and you were a distributor in November, you started from zero again. Now it's not that anymore. If you do 500 points in October, and 500 in November, December, and so on, after 10 months, you will be a fully qualified supervisor, and your distributors, who are in the process of qualification, are going to be part of the organization. And they will see the royalties in 1 month, and we estimate that the business is going to be truly different for good, for the better, in each one of the people who takes advantage of these enhancements. Now I'm going to pass the microphone to Guillermo Luna, Chairman's Club member. He's going to help us with this training. He has been involved in the analysis of all these enhancements and worldwide with other Chairman's Club members that he has been working with, and all of the executives, etc., as far as implementing these enhancements to improve the business for all of the distributors. So let's hear from Guillermo Luna. Thank you very much for your participation. Good morning. Thanks so much, Kathy, for your presentation, and also to the whole staff that's connected in each one of the countries, and each one of you, distributors, who have taken the time to be here and transmit it to other distributors. This is very simple, what we're going to explain now, but I wanted to take the time to do it in detail so that any questions that you might have will be answered once we're done. And if it's possible, go to your PowerPoints. Let's go to slide number 2, where it says enhancements of the marketing plan, phase 1, October 2009. This is what we announced already practically 2 years ago. And we have strengthened the position of a senior consultant, in which the computer now automatically updates the discount to 35% for any distributor who accumulates 500 PPV, or personally purchased volume.
depends on how you want to call it, within a month. So this is in force, it's working very well, and people are very happy with that. Then they introduced a new position called qualified producer, which is 42% permanently from the first of the month of the next month. That's when the person gets 2,500 volume points, also personally purchased volume, and that goes within 3 consecutive months. And all the qualifications, like 5K, 5,000 points accumulated in a year for any distributor who does in a period of 12 months 5,000 points or more. So we are applying that, and people are obviously very happy. So let's go to slide number 3. And from the volume of this month, you start taking into account the DLV, which is the accumulation of downline volume. So what does that mean? Even though it's from September the 1st, it'll go into force on September the 17th. So there are 4 enhancements that are going to be available, and you will be able to see them in myherbalife.com. So you'll see volume, my account, and reports. Everything is there, very detailed. You're going to see later what's announced and what's available in myherbalife.com. So now let's talk about all the enhancements. Enhancement number one is that any volume that you do under a distributor will work for the whole upline to qualify to senior consultant. Let's see what it says here. Distributors who have volume in their upline, downline volume, to qualify as senior consultant with 35% of discount. So it says the DLV to accumulate 500 volume points or more in a month to obtain 35% of discount. Let's see the 2 examples. 2 supervisors, example 1 and example 2. In example 1, the supervisor has first line and a second line, and they're identified as distributor A and distributor B. If in example 1, A does 250 points in September, let's see what the example says. And distributor A does also 250 points. He can do them in one order only. Once this happens, distributor A has 35% of discount. This will be an incentive for recruitment, because any person who is new will try to be motivated to register somebody underneath so they can do any volume. And so with 250 points plus 100 of A, it counts as well. So in total, 500 points underneath this distributor. Example 2, which is a little more radical. Number 2 has 500 points, and A has 0 points, so both become senior consultants, right? Any combination of volume is valid. 100 and 400 or 200 and 300, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that the person underneath, it gets accumulated, because it's fantastic. People who work a lot and they have 200-300 points, all they need is another person who does the same thing, and then they get up to 35%. So this is the combination of the enhancement number 1. Now let's go to slide 5 to see enhancement number 2. This is for accumulated volume for a distributor who qualifies as a senior consultant at 42%. In reality, this has always existed. For 31 years, this has existed. If you see the career manual, any distributor accumulates within a month 10,000 volume points, he will have, from the next period, 42% discount. The thing is, that practically never happened, because almost nobody would accumulate 10,000 points. Or they would go to a supervisor directly, or they would have just one order at that level. Let's see what it says on the enhancement in the slide. It's always existed for 31 years, and now it's going to be implemented in all the systems. So you have the DLV or downline volume to accumulate 10,000 volume points or more in 1 month to receive 42% of discount until the end of that month. So a distributor that puts one order of 1,000 points, he receives the 42% as the success builder. During that month, it's not necessary to accumulate 10,000 volume points to get that discount. So this is a supervisor now with 3 distributors first, second, and third level. Let's not do it too exaggerated so that there's no doubt about how it works. Let's say we have C. C has 400 points. He is at 25%. B, immediately, as distributor 2, he has 900. And so he does it at 35% discount. Distributor A, if he does 700, since he underneath has 900 and 400, that's 1,300, he accumulates the 2,000. So that from the next month, 42% discount. If, for example, instead of 900 points, B does 1,000, then that distributor who did 1,000 is at 42% as a success builder until the end of the month. And A will have 600 points if we say that C stays at 400. So any combination of volume, he would get to any level of distributors, five or six levels down line. So all of that volume adds up 10,000 points or more. All of that volume counts for that person until the end of the month to get 42% of discount. It's interesting because people are going to get to supervisors in this way. They're going to say, listen, you have 1,500 points underneath. If you have another 500 points, from this point you're going to be at 42% until the end of the month. Let's go to enhancement number 3. This is very interesting. We will study it in depth, and we hope that it will be very motivating for qualified producers and for supervisors. So as it says here, they can use their downline volume, the DLV, to qualify as qualified producers up to 1,000 points, as I explained. The qualified producer gets 42% discount for a year and can use up to 1,000 points of DLV to accumulate their 2,500 volume points in a period of 3 consecutive months. Let's see the example here. A supervisor with 3 distributors in their downline, they're called A, B, and C. C does 600 points. He does them at 35%. Let's say everything happened in the same month. Then B does 400 in the beginning of the month and then 600 points. So that's 1,000. Total is 1,600. So distributor A decides to do 1,500 volume points. So those 1,500 points give him a total of 2,600 with what he has underneath. He can use 1,000 points of what he has underneath to qualify as a qualified producer. This can also take place in a period of 3 months. Let's imagine that distributor C does the 600 points through 3 months. In September, October, November, he does 200, 200, 200. Then distributor B does 400 and 600 in September and October. And then distributor A did 2,500 points, 500 and 500. So in the moment in which there's 2,500 points underneath distributor A, he can use 1,000 points that were not purchased directly by him to qualify as a qualified producer. So this is all going to be managed by the computer system at MeyerBurLife.com. Really, the supervisor is the one who's going to be paying attention to that. If everything happens in the same month, it's easy to control. We have distributor A, who will be a success builder with 1,000 points. So A is motivated, he's selling, he finds a person who does 500 points. And if that person finds somebody who does another 500, in this case, it's going to be A, B, and C. A would have 1,000 that he bought, B would have 500, and C would have another 500. So look at how interesting this is. You can call A and say, hey, you have 2,000 underneath. So first, you have 42% until the end of the month, which you would have anyway. But if you complete 500 points until the end of the month, the next month, you will be a fully qualified producer. If this happens through 3 months with any combination of volume, you will also become a qualified producer. Let's now going to see slide number 7, which is the enhancement number 4. It's what is applied also for the 5K qualification, as it says there. Distributors can use their downline volume, their DLV, to qualify as supervisors with 5,000 points accumulated within the consecutive 12 months, any 12 months. So you can use up to 1,000 points of DLV to accumulate their volume points in a period of 3 to 12 months consecutively. So there's an example here, which was done in 12 months. By experience in our countries, we know that nobody does it in 12 months, usually 6, 7, even 4 months. So let's imagine, for example, that we have distributors, somebody who has their PPV, and with those examples there, one does 400, then 450, then 0, then 550, then 500, 500, then 0, then 800, and so on. So the total is 4,000. If he has a distributor or several distributors, it doesn't matter. It could be several. It doesn't matter what level they are, as long as they're in their downline. If they have somebody who underneath in the month of March had 500 points, and then in December another 500, and then 250, those 1,000 points work for him to qualify for 5K. In any case, the system is going to see that automatically. And remember that we should limit ourselves to what it says there. People do volume that's accumulated, and if underneath that distributor there's no 1,000 but 3,000 points, no problem, because he can only use 1,000. But it's always good to have extra volume, because that means there's more people serving more customers and helping more people. So those 1,000 points, meaning the volume, the DLV volume, can be used for senior consultants at 100%. And the volume is for senior consultants at 42%, also used completely at 100%, and for a qualified producer in 5K, only 1,000 points. Let's go to slide number 8, where it says that this is going to help you in your business, etc., etc. So, summarizing, we have the first enhancement, which is senior consultant. The second enhancement is senior consultant at 42%. So that is a rule that existed for 31 years, but now it's going to be easier to accumulate that volume. In enhancement number 2, it's all of the volume that's underneath can be used. Enhancement 3, which is the qualified producer, it can be used up to 1,000 points. And enhancement number 4, which is 5K, you can only use up to 1,000 points. So this is available now from September the 17th at myherbalife.com. And any question you may have, you can ask it to distributor relations in your country. And of course, you can call us directly and you can write me. I will be happy to answer any question you may have. And the important thing is to start designing this right away, tomorrow if possible, as of Saturday, if you're going to have meetings in your cities, so that people start promoting that. With this, that we have announced in region as well, the promotion, Welcome to Herbalife. Imagine the people who have now the potential for orders of 200, 250, 300, 500 points, and all of that volume is accumulated for everybody. So we're going to have a brutal amount of people qualifying for the Leadership Development Weekend in October, for all the people who are on their way. So it's been a pleasure for me, and I wish you an amazing month. I hope you do amazingly in your business. Hello, this is Guillermo Luna, Chairman's Club member. I wanted to take a few minutes to talk to you a little bit about how and what to focus your energy in Herbalife. What is the plan? What should we put our focus on? I call it the weekly plan. The weekly plan consists of very simple things that help you from Monday through Saturday to focus your efforts and to make sure the business grows. From Monday through Saturday, we're going to try to have all of our goals and try to achieve all of our objectives. This weekly plan is similar to a boat with two oars. The two oars would be respectively the first and the second dimension, and we all want to grow. If we don't use both oars, the boat is going to turn around on itself and we're not going to achieve anything in the business. So what is the first dimension?
This first dimension is also called 90-day to 120-day plan. Each 3 to 4 months, we have in Herbalife an event or a special thing or a celebration that allows us to have certain qualifications in order to help ourselves in our weekly plan. That's the basis of the 90 to 120 plan, which has 3 parts. The first part consists of creating a customer base. The second part is to create a distributor base. And the third one, in qualifying to, at the end of that period of 90 to 120 days, to qualify one supervisor. So how do we do the first part, the customer base? Every distributor decides how to do it. At the beginning, I needed something very structured, something like the total plan or the nutrition clubs or some kind of training or a nutrition evaluation, something very specific, because I didn't have the confidence. I was shy. I was afraid of talking to people. Other people, and I use this form as well. Other people don't need such structure. I simply take the product, put it in front of people. I talk to people naturally. I'm a product of the product, an example in front of people, and I don't need a very organized presentation or very structured, in order to sell the products. But there are several things, such as how to do a home party, or a facial spa, or some informational stand, or some kind of home club for nutrition, or something bigger, like a commercial club, or a dinner, or a wine party, or a challenge, weight loss challenge, any activity. The truth is that Herbalife has quite a broad menu, and the techniques, as the business grows, the techniques innovate as well, but the basics are all the same. Get a customer base. How many customers? As many as you can. The more customers, the more money, the more activity, the more possibility of having future distributors thanks to those customers. People who need to find one customer per week, some other people need to get 10 customers. There are no specific numbers, but you could start by trying to get 3 customers every week, or I would rather try to put it in volume points. The weekly plan could be summarized as having at least 500 volume points between Monday and Saturday. The truth is, it's not necessary to do this to advance in the business, because you can do Herbalife doing 500 points in a month. But if you want to grow, if you want things to happen quickly, if you want to provoke things to happen, qualifications, I urge you to try to do it from Monday through Saturday. Work as if Herbalife was going to end on this Saturday, trying to do this base plan, the 90 to 120-day plan, and its first part, which is to get a customer base of any kind in whatever form you want, getting to 500 points every week. This is going to give you 2,000 points every month directly from direct sales, plus whatever your organization does. So you'll have a spectacular volume every month. The second part of the 90-day plan, 90 to 120 plan in this dimension, consists of creating a base of distributors. For this, you need to do meetings. You can't recruit people and sponsor somebody if you don't get together with the person. It could be a one-on-one meeting. It could be like an opportunity meeting, HOM, or it could be a quick start, an STS, or you can use any of the other tools that they have available to find customers that you can then transform it into a presentation for the business. So this will take you to the third part of this 90 to 120-day plan, which is to finish that period with the qualification of a new supervisor in your first line. Now, everything works with examples here. When you start from Monday through Saturday and you try to produce 500 volume points, personal points, and you try to recruit or sponsor at least one distributor who does the same thing, at some point you're going to have the machine working such that every 90 to 120-day period, you end with the final goal of this first dimension, which is to have one supervisor in your first line. The second dimension is what we know as the event plan. This is millimetrically structured. It's thought out and designed to help you advance in the business. We have different types of events: extravaganzas, leadership weekends, royalty retreats of different levels, get millionaire presidents, mega schools, and the STSs. So truly, the structure is very well put together. I don't want to get into all the details of what the events are that are being promoted in your region, but going back to the analogy of the boat, we need both oars. So you work with the base 90-day plan or 120-day plan, which gives you your weekly customers, at least one distributor every week, and you finish the period with one supervisor in those 3 or 4 months. using the event as the promotion so that people qualify for the event and go there. Whether it's a mega school, STS, or a quick start, or leadership development weekend, or extravaganza, or whatever it is. Once you're able to do that, you're going to have people who will start to duplicate. You will have your first line, they will duplicate in their first line, and those duplicate themselves in their first line. So when everybody is rowing, it's going to be a common goal. Everybody's going to do the 90 to 120 day plan, and it creates a trend. And so that's what's happened through the years in many countries, in many cities worldwide. A trend shows up so that one person who maybe is not very strong with one of their oars in the first dimension or the second dimension, and they start getting pushed by the positive trend of people doing the same thing. So that's why it's so important for other people, even if they're not from your organization, to be participating and trying to do this weekly plan in the same way as you are. Going back to the example of the 500 points. Let's do an example. Let's do an example that's mathematical. If you do 500 points every week, from Monday through Saturday, and you sponsor one person who will do exactly the same thing, and you're not going to believe the power, the potential you're going to have under you, because you're going to be able to generate volume practically every week, which will help you qualify to everything. And doing a projection geometrically or arithmetically, mathematically speaking, of those 500 points, if you do 500 points every week and you sponsor one person who will do 500 points every week and that person does the same thing, in 20 months, you can become president's team member. You can do the same with 1,000 points in countries where people can buy more or there's more products. You can do the example with 1,000 points or with 2,500 points. You decide how to do it. But I remember when I was starting out, I was beginning with Herbalife, and I saw this weekly plan, and I took it seriously from Monday through Saturday. And I was able to produce 1,500, 2,000, 2,500, 3,000, even 5,000 points in 1 week. And through several months in a row, I did it, many, many weeks in a row, and that gave me a lot of personal volume. And that allowed me to qualify to everything the way I did at one point, fight to the president's team, because then, of course, they became supervisors and they gave me royalties. So that way, after every 3 months or 4 months, if you have at least one supervisor first line, you're going to be able to every year or every 2 years get 3 or 4 or 5 new supervisors first line who will then are going to be working together with you in your plan thanks to the events that we have promoted. Now remember, you don't have to wait a quarter or 4 months to wait to qualify somebody first line. You can do it every month if you want, or even every week. Now, none of this works at all if the attitude toward qualification is not the right attitude. You can qualify to absolutely everything that Herbalife puts out if you take into account this weekly plan. Because if you do 500 points every week and you sponsor somebody every 500 points and they do the same thing, the qualifications in Herbalife are 2,500, 5,000, 7,500, 10,000, 12,000, 500, 15,000. Sometimes it's cumulated, sometimes it's in 1 month, and so on. So if you are doing it every week, there's no way you don't qualify. I love it when somebody from my tabulator team calls me and says, oh, this is interesting. Now that I'm doing the weekly plan, I don't even have to worry about any promotions that are being put out by Herbalife because I qualify for everything. With my personal volume, I have so much personal volume that every month I qualify to anything that's out there. But what happens if at some point you may not qualify for one of the events or promotions that Herbalife puts out? It doesn't matter. Try to qualify to the next one. The important thing is that you should have tried. If you didn't qualify to a dinner, if you didn't qualify to a cocktail or a VIP or some training, and you try to do it, and you're able to show it in your statement, in your internet statement or whatever you have printed, that you truly did try to do it, and that you went the extra mile. With that, you have the leadership of your group, because that way, any person who didn't qualify or who hasn't tried is going to feel inspired because of your attitude of trying to qualify everything all the time. Another important thing that we have to keep in mind is spend less money than what you make. And it has nothing to do with having a
an attitude or a mentality of scarcity. It's not about being cheap. Understand that at the beginning, the money you're making with Herbalife, it's not yours. It's the money of the business. You can take 10% for you, which is what I recommend. And Jim Rohn said the same thing, and Mark Hughes said the same thing. From your check, take 10% and put it away, save it, and don't touch it. Live it with the 90%. And if you need more money, well, sell more products, but do not touch that 10%. I'll give you an example. If you made $500, 10% is $50. So take $450, whether you take $450 or $500 is practically the same thing. But save $0 versus saving $50, which is 10% of $500, is not the same. Each one of you has the potential and the ability of having your financial problems solved forever if you take this rule into account of saving 10% of your income and not touching it for any reason whatsoever. Also, you have to be careful in what you invest your money in. It's important not to commit yourself long-term with things that we don't need or things that truly are not useful for the business right away. For this, you can talk to your president's team member, with your tabulator team member, so that you can get some guidance, because sometimes you have the temptation, and that happened to me. You start getting money, you start buying things, acquiring things that you don't really need at the moment. And what you do is commit your monthly income, and then you don't have money to do the things that will generate the real money forever, which is your weekly plan. So we go back to the same thing. The weekly plan is what's going to make you grow the business. That's why you need availability of products and money to reinvest the money to take care of your customers and to make the machine work and function. So, summarizing, 500 points Monday through Saturday, that's our minimum objective. It could be 1,000, 1,500 or more, plus one distributor, first line, every week. Try to duplicate that, do the same thing. With this volume, you're going to qualify for everything that's available. But it's not enough. If you want to qualify for the next level, and I don't know what level you're in right now, whatever it is, whether you're a distributor or supervisor or world team or get or president, if you want to go to the next level, don't wait for things to happen. Provoke things to happen. Sometimes I have people in my organization who are waiting for a promotion, a magic promotion, some kind of something that will triple the volume so that they can make it work. It doesn't work like that. If you want to qualify for the next level, you must provoke it. You must create the circumstances, the events, the meetings, everything that you should do, do it so that that volume comes up and grows. And it's important that before each big event, you go into your MyHerbalife.com account to see who's close to completing the qualification for supervisor. Remember that people can qualify as supervisor in 1 month, in 2 consecutive months, or accumulating 5,000 points up to 12 months consecutively. And some people really are selling it. They have their weekly plan, and they don't keep a track of what they have. But you can do it. You can go into your MyHerbalife.com, and you can see your organization, and you can see the report of your distributors and see exactly how much each person needs to move. It's incredible how I have had people in my organization who are not great producers. Maybe they do 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 points occasionally. And then, after working their weekly plan for 8 months or 10 months or 12 months intensely, in 1 month, they're able to do 20,000, 25,000, 30,000, even 40,000 points. Why? Because they have dozens of people. Listen to this. Dozens of people, 10, 12, 15, 18, 25 people, who are trying to do the weekly plan and who are qualifying with 300 points, with 400, 500, 600 every week. And an event happens on an extravaganza, a leadership event or anything that is some kind of a qualification that Herbalife puts out. And that person calls each one of those distributors and tells them, hey, you need 800, you need 1,200, 1,700, 3,000, 300. And if each one of those people completes their volume that month, all of those distributors become supervisors that month. And then you can have brutal amounts of volume, spectacular volume. And so the standard changes because now, instead of finishing the month with 2,500 points every month to get your 5% of royalties, now you start thinking, why not finish every month in 20,000 points per month? So I hope that we will be able to see you in some event in the future. If you want to get in touch with me through Facebook, look for me as Guillermo Luna Herbalife or through my website, guillermoluna.info. I hope you're well, and I hope to meet you in a future event. Goodbye. End of audio number 6 of 7. Now we will continue with the final audio number 7.